It sounds like the timing's perfect here.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Oh, hello.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Doing good? It's so nice to meet you. Okay, well, I'll respect your time as well. My name is Nadine. Excuse me, I'm one of the regional specialists, so I handle the pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been talking here with Tara, and she does such a wonderful job explaining the outline of our program. Mm-hmm. So she was mentioning to me, so you're in Elk Grove. You're not in Sacramento, correct?
Elk Grove, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed because I did a quick search, Rick, for the company by name. I just wanted to see, like, what type of online presence you have. And I have to tell you, first and foremost, these pictures that I came across, I found a Yelp profile. Beautiful work. Really good work.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I mean, I was like, wow, you know? And then I saw your website, also that I came across, and there was a couple other little directories, and there was another directory. Where did that go that I found? I think it was Angie's Leads, maybe?
Yeah, I just signed up with those guys.
Yes, it was Angie's Leads. So the reason that I'm mentioning all of this is because we're looking for a company that provides a quality type of service, and from what I've seen, that would be you. I don't see anything negative written about your company. And I mean, the pictures of the work that you've done speaks for itself, right? I think we both can agree on that. So with our listing being exclusive, Rick, what that means is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google, we actually close out the category. We will not work with anyone in your territory who offers the same services. And this is to ensure, excuse me, that your company gets the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. I believe that if you're listed ahead of your competitors on that first page of Google, that would be a benefit for your business, right?
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's called.
Yeah, and congratulations. Tara was telling me that, not to get off subject, but you kind of changed your diet around and it improved your health, right?
Your blood pressure, 22 pounds. Yeah, I lost 22 pounds so far.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to say something. We would be surprised, right? What we put into our bodies, what we eat. My husband's grandma's in her 90s. That woman does not eat processed food. Everything is cooked from home. I mean, she's an old Hispanic woman, right? That woman has used, like, lard all her life. No clogged arteries. Don't ask me how. But she doesn't eat processed food. It's always, like, her beans, like, everything fresh at home, right? My husband, on the other hand, this guy takes like 5 different blood pressure medicines. He's a dialysis patient. So he tells the kids all the time, it all started with his diabetes, right? And he tells the kids all the time, stop drinking soda, drink water, drink, you know, eat the right foods or else you're going to end up like me. You know, he's had cancer and all of that, but we've had to change his diet, which has improved because, you know, when you're on dialysis, you got to watch the phosphorus, the potassium. Like, it's crazy, the meal plans that I have to do for him now. But even me being I was diagnosed with diabetes like 10 years ago, and they wanted to put me on medicine. I took it for a month, and I'll tell you this, Rick. I told them I refused to take that medicine. I completely changed my diet.
Oh, it can put you down too low. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I changed my
diet. Did that happen to you where it goes too low?
Well, what happened was, I didn't even give it that chance.
Low, you get sick.
I didn't even give it that chance, Rick. I actually completely changed my diet, cut out all soda, all energy drinks, only stuck to water. I mean, I would have my cup of coffee in the morning, but I ended up losing, I would say at that time, I lost about 40 pounds. And I have never had to take any diabetes medication. My diabetes, because once you're classified diabetic, it's for life. So it's considered, I'm no longer diabetic. It's controlled by my weight loss. I mean,
yeah,
thank
exactly.
God.
And,
you know,
and your food, you change from, from sugars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So just wanted to kind of bring that up. Good job on that. Not to get off the subject.
Thanks. Yeah, other people are doing the same thing.
Yeah,
most
sure.
Americans, you look around, everybody's so heavy and
yeah.
just lining themselves up to get this, to get the.
Yeah. And they just pump you with pills over and over and over. You know what I mean? Here's medicine for this. Uh-huh. Here's medicine for that. And a lot of times it's just the food that we're eating. We can get rid of a lot of these conditions.
Another neat thing to do if you have time and you have the space is to grow your own vegetables. And, especially like through the summer months, the tomatoes grow like weeds, you know, if you just have good soil and a little fertilizer, you can grow all the tomatoes you want. Squash, I've been doing that for years. I just have a little vegetable plot out there, but I get plenty of, you know, vegetables.
That's awesome.
That way they're not sprayed. There's no chemicals. They're organic vegetables.
Exactly. That's a good idea. Yeah. I know at Home Depot they have those ones where you can you don't have to plant it in the ground, but you can actually, you probably know what I'm talking about. I probably don't know the exact name for it, but it looks like those old tin type of, but it's for growing vegetables or even planting. It's not like in your ground, but it's, you know what I'm talking about? I can't remember the name of it, but.
Yeah, any type of container, because their root base isn't that huge, you know, it just needs like a 5 gallon bucket. You can grow in 5 gallon buckets, you can grow tomatoes and squash too. You could, a squash plant would just take off like a vine right out of there.
But, thank you for that.
I've grown, I've grown squash vertically before. I learned this from the Koreans. They grow it on a trellis or a lattice panel.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Right at Home Depot.
Yes.
Plastic or wood lattice panel. But down at the bottom of it, you put like that container you were speaking of. So you grow the squash in there, and then as it starts to come out as a vine, because squash will kind of run as a vine.
Right.
Tie it up on the lattice, and then it'll grow vertically, and then the squash end up just hanging like Christmas ornaments off the.
Oh my gosh! Roof.
Yeah, so if you're limited on space or something, you can grow.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I can't wait to go home and talk to my husband about it now. That's a good project. Get started.
Yeah, it's fun. watch the vegetables grow. You go check them every day. And see
thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we just put in our winter crop is kale, and she put something else out there, but we got a couple winter crops, you know, things that'll grow during the cold months.
Nice.
And we still have something growing out there.
That's awesome. So I wanted to ask you, Rick, because I know you're in Elk Grove, right? But typically, how far do you travel or what areas do you typically target?
We'll do I just figure a radius, you know, we'll do like a 25 mile radius. So I was up in Super Heights. It took me forever. It was like a 50 minute drive to get back in there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was looking at a bathroom remodel over there. But
nice.
Yeah, I do. I'll travel out. I just try to Elk Grove because it's so convenient. I just finished a room addition. We did a 1,400 square foot two-story room addition. We've been on since June, and that was 5 minutes from my house.
Wow!
I'm kind of spoiled right now.
I was gonna say, right?
Yeah, I get up in the morning and drive 5 minutes to the job.
Now, are you primarily more residential? Do you ever take on any commercial jobs or?
No, not anymore. I've done commercial work, but
just residential.
On the residential, yeah.
Okay. How long ago did you sign up with the Angies? Is that pretty recent?
Yeah, just in the last few days. Today is actually my first day activating yesterday I added all my photos and I built up
your profile
and all that. So, yeah, so today it's just starting.
Oh, okay. So you should be getting those leads trickling in soon. Are you doing the pay-per-lead or the opportunities?
And Angie is on, I think they're online.
Are you doing their pay-per-lead program? So where they send you a lead?
Pay-per-lead.
Yeah. Or are you doing their opportunities?
Yeah.
The pay-per-lead.
No,
okay.
Paid-per-lead, yeah.
Okay. So depending on the job, it varies in prices. Okay. And then,
I shut it off and on. So I can, if I hook up some jobs, I get busy, then I'll just turn it off until
correct.
I need to advertise again.
Good, good. And then the other thing, now you don't use Facebook at all, do you? Like, do you go on a personal Facebook page if you haven't created one for your business yet?
I haven't yet. I was thinking about doing it. And that,
okay.
That would be one of my next little projects. I was thinking
okay.
for today I might have got into that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you the reason why I'm asking is I'd like to offer you our platinum package because that one includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So the way that we do things here, Rick, we set it where our program is a fixed flat rate. It is month to month and there's no contracts. So we don't charge you per call. We don't charge you per job or per click. In fact, these are going to be live calls coming directly to you from potential clients, right? So
right.
It allows you to pick and choose the jobs that you do want to take without having the cost per call because you're paying a flat rate. I did want to ask you one question. So I noticed on Angie's, they have you listed as veteran-owned. Are you a veteran?
Yes.
What a branch, do you mind if I ask?
The Air Force.
Wow. Thank you so much for your service. It is greatly appreciated. I will tell you, you know, and I'm glad that you clarified that for me because I would rather offer you our veteran rate. Our veteran rate, what it does is it gives you 50% savings on the monthly and it will completely waive your setup fee. Okay. So I'm going to share the original cost with you and then I'll share with you what the cost is going to be with the veteran rate. So that way you see where you're getting, you know, the savings. Typically, this package is expensive. It would run $599 a month plus a $299 setup fee. But with our veteran rate, we completely waive the setup fee. So you're saving $299 there. And your price is dropped down to a low of $299 a month. So that's what you would be paying, $299 a month to get it started, and then $299 every month that you're with us. It's a month-to-month program with no contracts, okay? Now, what this includes for you, Rick, would be the first page placement on Google, first page placement on Bing. We would, in fact, build you the business Facebook page where you will have full ownership to it. We would just be managers, and we would be running Facebook ads. Now, with Facebook ads, how they work is if someone's done a search on Google for your services, and even if they did not call you, but now they happen to be on Facebook and they're just, you know, looking through pictures or stories, that's when they would see your ad appear. With the Facebook ads, we could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. When they click on your ad, they would call you directly, or we can also have them go straight to your website. So it's that constant reminder, right? You're looking for a bathroom remodel. Here's a company that offers it. So I know a lot of our clients have really seen great results, and it's a good conversion rate on those Facebook ads. They work very well together, hand-in-hand with Google. Now, we would also list you on directories like Apple, Yahoo. We make sure that your website is also attached where your business is being promoted because we want them to see the quality work that you do and really to get to learn more about your company as well. And then we'll also include what we call the mobile platform. So what that means is if someone's performing a search from their iPhone, their Android, or their tablet, they can still pull you up on that first page of Google. So it would be pretty much covering all of your bases, and it would be at $299 a month, again, with no contracts.
Okay, so as far as the positioning, when somebody, you know, online, when somebody puts in a word search for bathroom remodeling, like right now, when I get it to check and see what's coming up, you know. And
in Elk Grove? Did you look there?
Yeah, just...
Okay.
Yeah, I just put bathroom remodeling, Elk Grove. And then there's like six or eight contractors that come up. And I looked at that and I went, wow, these guys come right up. They're going to have so much business coming
out. Are you talking about like Perry Mann Painting and Remodeling? I see Rose Remodeling, DR Design and Remodel. I see those guys. Are those the ones that you're seeing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on when you put in bathroom remodel.
Yes.
Bathroom remodeling, Elko. Yeah,
yes.
There's guys that specialize in it would be my competitors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you would be there. You would be there amongst those, right? Now, I could tell you this, like what I see might be different from what you're seeing, right? And I'll tell you why. It depends on how one is performing the search, where they're performing the search from. So if I'm doing, and I'll give you an example. I work in Fountain Valley, California, but I live in Anaheim, California. Now, if I want to find a nail shop near my house and I'm searching for my iPhone while I'm at work, I'm going to have to type in nail shop near and put my zip code or my city and state, right? And it'll give me whoever's within that vicinity from my house. But if I don't type in Anaheim, right, and I'm at work and I type in nail shop near me, it's going to recognize the location of my phone, which is in Fountain Valley, and it's going to give me whatever nail shops are within the vicinity of where my location is on my phone, right? So what we do is we use multiple keywords as long as they pertain to the services that you provide. Our technicians have the database. So let's say someone's looking for whether it's remodeling contractor, bathroom remodel. If you do decks, you could be found for decks. There is a variation, and they have the database, so they know which ones are being searched the most, because we want to make sure that we're using the proper keywords and search terms that are going to get you the best return on your investment. Okay? So, like, right now, I did the search how you did, right, for bathroom remodeling. But the funny thing is that when I just put bathroom remodel, okay, I get a different search. I now see, okay, DR design and remodel at the top instead of the Perry painting and remodeling, okay? Then I see kitchen and bath crate, right? And these guys have less reviews than Rose Remodeling, and they're before Rose Remodeling that has 145 reviews. Do you see what I'm saying? So it it changes because they might not be using those keywords.
Oh, so the keywords are getting
there. Yeah. So let's say I'm just looking for a remodeling contractor. Okay. Remodeling contractor now shows Rose Remodeling first. Then I get LNL Construction, PCR Precision Choice Remodeling. Do you see how the search changes? Looking just for a remodeling contractor. Mm-hmm. So again, it's going to depend on the keywords and the search terms that they're utilizing. We're also going to help you with reviews. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that, we create you this tiny little link that you could send to your clients, even clients you've done work for already in the past. You send them this link either via text or via email, okay? All they do is they click on it, Rick. They leave you 5 stars. They don't even have to comment, okay? That will post to your Google business profile. We encourage it. I mean, you've been in business a long time. I'm sure you might still be in contact with some clients that you've done work for in the past, right?
I've got a file folder in front of me that has probably 20, 30 jobs just from the last 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Internet.
And I'm sure that they would not mind leaving you a review.
Right. I could reach out to those. And a lot of them are just our bathrooms because our bathrooms, they take about 2 weeks.
That's kind of like your specialty, right? What your primary focus is in the bathroom remodels. I know you do a lot more, like room additions and stuff.
So there's so much bathroom remodel work. It's just unbelievable. Room addition body. They're just, not too many people are doing room additions.
What about the kitchen remodels? Do you get a lot of those as well or not so much?
I get some. We've been doing some. We've been doing our own painting the cabinets, updating the hardware, the appliances, putting in new countertops. We've done a few of those.
Oh,
Those are good. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll see that pictures if you see. There's one we did.
I was looking at all of them on your gallery on the website. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I'm telling you, the work that I'm looking at that you've done, it's just like, wow.
Yeah, we've done some really nice jobs.
These bathrooms, too, are, like, gorgeous.
The kitchen upgrade is not
too expensive to do because they're made for the countertops, and then the cabinets,
yeah,
like the old 1970s, 80s oak cabinet, you know, we'll sand mm-hmm. it down and primer it, and then we use special paint. It's expensive cabinet paint for when
Williams. To kind of refurbish it, kind of just
we'll
in that
oak,
way.
Yeah, oak, yeah, from natural oak, we'll go to like a light gray or whatever popular color that the people like.
Yeah.
And,
I know my sister-in-law got her kitchen done. She redid it, and let me tell you, she was like, "I am tired of living out of boxes and microwaves." It took a while because it was a guy that actually traded work with my brother-in-law, because my brother-in-law is a mechanic, so he was doing all these different things to this guy's truck or what have you. But I mean, the kitchen came out gorgeous. But he also did her bathroom, and it amazes me how this bathroom was a small bathroom, but after you remodel it, and I don't know what you guys do, but it looks huge, you know? Like, it amazes me just the things that you can change on a bathroom that can make it look bigger, right? I'm just like, how do you do that?
Yeah, some of the older homes, the way that they used to build them, real boxy, and they'd put in little short walls and stub walls and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You take those, open it
up. Yeah, I'm in an older home, you know, and I'll tell you, I mean, this will tell you how old our house was. We had cast iron piping that we just got replaced 2 years ago. That's how old it is. And I'll tell you, like, one bathroom, I thought, like, oh, my gosh. And all I did was, I actually changed the colors in the bathroom, and it just looks so much brighter and so much roomier just by changing the colors of the bathroom.
Oh, sure.
You know, mm-hmm. And then my husband, he ended up changing, you know, what do you call that? The vanity, I guess, under the, where the sink is, you know, the cupboard.
Yes.
He changed that. So it just looks so much better just the way it's arranged now. But yeah, it amazes me what you guys do, the work, you know?
Yeah,
so,
it's very rewarding.
It is. Oh, I bet.
They're going to do something beautiful. That's I call it eye candy, you know, when they...
Yes.
When they come in the morning to use the bathroom, it's like you're just looking at it like, wow, it's so beautiful now.
I know. So definitely, I mean, you do really great work. I want to commend you. You do decks. I see awnings too, right? Do you do a lot of those, or is that more like in the summertime?
I did before. It's in through the years. You know, I used to advertise more for decks, and I used to do a lot of them because I'm a carpenter, so I do my own routing and sanding and all that. So,
right.
I like working with the redwood. It's really, really rewarding as a carpenter because it's a
soft wood.
I
would say, yeah, for sure.
But it's beautiful when you finish it out, put an oil stain on it, and yeah.
Oh yeah.
We'll still be advertising that.
Okay. Yeah, and the reason, again, that I mention that is because, like I said, you can use multiple keywords, Rick, just as long as they pertain to those services that you offer. You could change them at any time because we know sometimes the focus changes, right, on the service that you're really trying to beef up more, right? So, mm-hmm. But yeah, like I mentioned, this program, again, it's a month-to-month program. There's no contracts. Your price will never change whether you're with the 6 months or 6 years. It's always going to be the $299 a month for as long as you're with us, okay? And we'll just ask that you at least stick it out 2 months, so we call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. So at any time you decide you want to part ways, we're just going to ask that you at least call, you know, 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. And we part as friends.
Okay.
So what do you think? I mean, you want to give it a shot? This way we can prove it to you?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. We could try. What's the name of your company again?
Local, like as in your local area, LOCAL, and then Splash, like a splash of water. We're based out of Fountain Valley, California. That's where we're located. So we've been in business. We just turned 19 years this month. So we've been doing this quite a long time. So,
So you guys are marketing. So you're what?
We're marketing where? I'm sorry. Your phone cut out. I apologize.
So you'd be considered a marketing company.
Yes, we're considered an SEO company, search engine optimization. So we offer a lot of services under one umbrella, right? Like if you didn't have a website, we can help you with a website. We do Google Ads as well. We also help with a program called Google Guaranteed. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, Rick. You probably saw it when you did that search, okay?
Yeah.
Google Guaranteed. So let me tell you about that program. Google Guaranteed is a program that Google created, right, where you pay per lead. However, the lead is not being shared with anyone. It's only being sent to you, and it comes to you in the form of a phone call, okay? Now, Google Guaranteed are the ones that you'll see at the very tippy top of the page, right, with the green check mark. So when Google created that program, they implemented certain requirements, right? So what they require is a background check. They also require that you carry the general liability insurance, whatever your state requires for California, right? And then it looks like they also require either the California General Building Contractor's License there's also one, I think it's the State Class B General Building Contractor License, either one of those.
Right.
Do you carry any of those by chance?
Yeah, we're good there. We got the B liability.
Perfect. So just to kind of explain to you more about it. So Google Guaranteed, right, there's a one-time $250 application fee, and they're going to run a background check. Google just wants to make sure you don't have any felonies. They don't look at misdemeanors or DUIs, okay? So you'll also need a minimum of 5 Google reviews on your Google profile, okay? Now, it takes about – right, and we would help you with that. So we send you the application. You fill it out, right? And then what will happen is once you do that, we'll let you know who's running the background check, because Google uses two different companies. One is called Pinkerton, and the other one is called Evident ID. So we'll let you know who's running the background check, and then you respond when they send you the message, okay? Takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google. Now, once you get approved from Google, that's when we would call you and let you know, okay, Rick, you've been approved for the Google Guaranteed program. When do you want us to turn on the leads? Let me ask you this so I can kind of give you an idea of what the minimum budget is for that program. What zip code do you have the business registered at?
95624.
95624. Okay, give me one second here. 95624. Okay. So for the general contractor, that would be the category for you, because that's where the bathroom, kitchen remodels, room additions, and all that is under that specific one, okay? So now we're always going to start you off with the minimum monthly budget, because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money and taking on more leads, okay? So
right.
The minimum monthly budget would be $939. This would give you up to 13 leads in the month. Remember, they're direct phone calls. So basically, your leads are costing you $72 a lead. It's not 72 one lead and then 100 and something another lead. It's always $72 the lead. Okay?
Okay.
Now, here's the kicker on it. Let's say somebody called you, Rick, to remove a tree that is completely outside of your services. That is considered an unqualified lead. Google will credit that lead right back to you, okay, because it's unqualified. Now, someone called you an hour. Let's say somebody called you from, I don't know, they called you from San Jose, right? You don't service that area. It's not part of your service area. As long as you do not accept that job, that is an unqualified lead, they will credit it right back. It's unqualified. Okay? Now, let's say somebody calls you to see if you're hiring, or someone calls you to see, you know, to offer you another type of marketing. Those are all considered unqualified leads. You will get that credit right back. The only time that it would be considered a qualified lead is if you discussed pricing, you set an appointment. Those are considered qualified leads, okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say we turn on your leads, you pay the $939, so it's like it's sitting in a budget. So as a lead comes in, it's deducting $72. But let's say you only got one lead in that first month. I've never seen it happen, but let's just say. What is left over in your budget will roll over to the next month. What that means, Rick, is that you're only going to be charged $72 the following month because you're paying for the one lead that you received the month before because it's replenishing it back to
okay.
that $939. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So far?
I've got to cut you. I've got calls okay. coming in. I've got to take these. Let's see. You've got my email address. Why
the
don't you
AOL?
Email me? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
RCC009@AOL. You could go ahead and email me the information and we can get things started.
Okay. What would be a good time to call you back? I would need probably 15 minutes just to set up the account with you. I'll send the emails out.
Yeah, I can call you right back.
I'll text you. Take your calls. I'll text you my number too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye.